Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com. I'm just a kid and
life is a nightmare. You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, hello. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. Also joining us live in studio, Matt Bear, the traffic beast. Looking at this headline, WIBC.com. Indianapolis to launch ramp metering on 465.
What?
Never heard of it before until I've seen this headline.
I've seen the construction taking place because one of them is right there by Emerson Avenue in Beech Grove. Emerson taking you to 465. And basically, Matt, tell me if I have this right. You get ready to merge onto the highway, but if the light's red, you have to stop. And then when it turns green, you got to drop the damn hammer like you're John Force doing a drag race to get into the flow of traffic. Do I have this correct?
It's like you're bootlegging moonshine in NASCAR back
right.
in the day. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's going to this is ramp metering. It's going to have stoplights on some of these on-ramps on the southwest side, and it's to limit traffic. I don't want to say limit, but kind of slow traffic onto the interstate as you make your way off.
Well, yeah, it slows it down by stopping it when you're trying to merge on.
Right. Now, remember, as I understand it, okay, and I'm talking it out here in a couple of days, and we're straightening some of this out. There are some questions that I have for them, but as I understand it, these aren't going to be used during peak travel times is when the actual stoplights are going to be in effect. Otherwise, they're just going to be flashing yellow. But outside of that, when they are in use, you'll see a red light. You'll see a green light. And when the light is red, you stop, and then it goes green. One car gets through. Red, green, red, green.
Wouldn't that back up the exit ramp, though?
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. And as I understand it, when these ramps get backed up and they get really busy, then they're going to start letting cars through more than one at a time or start to speed up the process a little bit. Yeah.
So these areas, and again, I know them because they're on the south side, they get pretty backed up, right? 465 by Beech Grove, by Emerson, at 515, 520, it is backed all the way up. Is this supposed to alleviate that? Or if you're somebody that's trying to go from Emerson to the highway, it's just going to make it even worse. It's going to take longer.
Guys, here's what I think's happening here. Too many damn people are wrecking on 465 right now. I call it Thunderdome. It is an absolute monstrosity of an interstate. Everybody is getting hit. And the problem here is me and people who are distracted driving. And that's not going to get any better anytime soon. I'm not saying I'm an advocate for ramp metering. I do know it's in every major market across the United States of America. In some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Sometimes it's timed. Sometimes it's saying, okay, it's going to be specific to these travel times here in Indianapolis. We actually have sensors in the ground that's going to be able to tell us when and when not these peak travel times are happening. So
the people who bring us the conditions that the roads are in now want us to say, we trust that you'll get these sensors right.
And I understand the speculation totally, and I'm totally on board with that. But it's not going to be so much monitored by people, but they have these sensors in the ground, kind of like you're alluding to right now, where the 465 sensors are going to be able to tell when we're at a peak travel time right now. Yeah.
So we can put sensors under the freaking ground, sharks with laser beams on their freaking head, but we can't fix the potholes.
Well, we can't fix the potholes, right? Right. And we have a monstrosity of a construction zone up on the northeast side through 2025 or at the end of 2024.
So this is supposed to kind of begin next week. You're going to start seeing the flashing yellow lights next week just as a reminder, hey, this is about to start soon. And then correct me if I'm wrong, it's 2 weeks where these lights on these ramps will start being functional.
Starting Monday. They say on or after Monday. There's going to be flashing yellow lights throughout the entire week on these ramps. And what we're talking about is an area on the southeast side of 465 from Washington Street down to Emerson Avenue, I believe. I left my notes back in the traffic center.
It's Emerson, Southeastern, Shadeland, Brookville,
Washington. Southbound, Southeastern is going to be the only one in that 74 Southeastern interchange that's going to be affected. That's a big deal. But they're going to be flashing yellow lights on those ramps, on the on-ramps only, okay? Not on the exit ramps. This isn't limiting us off 465, just on. And then the week after, May 6th is when we're actually going to have the metering. And I would expect that to be happening during rush hour, like, say, maybe about, I don't know, an hour from now when things get really nasty out on the interstate.
As the unofficial spokesman for the motorists on the south side of town, my people don't handle roundabouts well, let alone sensors in the ground and stopping on the ramp. Like, I'm a little concerned about this, Matt.
I totally get it, and especially about the roundabouts. I mean, I don't go near Carmel. I just don't. But think about the roundabouts, okay, when they first started building them and everybody's making fun of Carmel. And now when I go through a roundabout and I know how to do it, there's nothing I'd rather have on the road, really. I love the roundabouts. I hate stoplights, and this might be the same thing. Again, it's something new to us. It's something that the rest of America is doing right now. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. But if it prevents crashes and accidents,
okay,
I want to give it a run. I'm about safety right now. I'm tired of people getting hit. I'm tired of crashes. I'm tired of distracting driving. And right now, this is one of the consequences of that.
Joyce on the YouTube chat, California has had these ramp meter lights for many years. They're not a problem.
Okay, sure. Maybe they will be, guys. I don't know. And somebody brought up the question of enforcement. And again, this is something I'm talking in out on Thursday morning about this, and that's something I'm going to ask him. How do you enforce this? And I heard Rob Kendall today bring up the excellent point of the no right on reds here downtown. How do you enforce that?
And narrator,
they don't.
Oh, and they don't enforce it. No, it's just having them there. I mean, if that could limit a crash or two, or save somebody from getting hurt, or save somebody from, or even a fatality, then yeah, I'm leaning towards the fact of trying it out.
All right.
And trying to have, maybe we need this. But time will tell on this, on all this.
I'll give them a chance.
Sure.
I will. I'll totally give them a chance. It just seems odd going from zero to get your ass into the fast part of 465.
Yeah, and it is odd. And listen, this is 465 has more problems than the southeast side here. Right now,
Jay-Z thinks they have a lot of problems on 465.
Going from southbound 65 to westbound 465 on the south side, you have less than a quarter of a mile to hit that main line, to hit that right lane on the main line, or you're off in the grass. You're off in somebody's soccer field. So, I mean, this is, it's an interstate with two construction zones that are absolute meat grinders right now. And I'm not saying that this is going to be a cure-all. I'm saying if it's going to help us be a little bit safer, a little bit more crash-free, then I'm willing to give it a shot.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I tell you what, you have your conversation with the NDOT folks, and when you come back on our show on Friday, update us on it.
Yeah, you can tar and feather me if you want.
That's the traffic beast, Matt Baer,
guys,
ladies
buddy.
And gentlemen.